This is Dr. Mejia, dictating for patient Leticia Kraus, K-R-A-U-S-S, medical records 152-872, direct 1230-1981, referring physician self, procedure performed, EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, set of the procedure December 9, 2022, indications, changing bowel habits, epigastric pain, early satiety, GERD, abnormal CT scan showing possible colitis, per paragraph. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, normal appearing EGD, number 3, internal hemorrhage, number 4, mild erythema of the colon in the left colon, biopsy taken, per paragraph, depth of insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, seeking for the colonoscopy, complication done immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 7 minutes, preparation was good, peer paragraph. Opera procedures per double template, peer paragraph. Findings, oropharynx appear normal, peer paragraph. Esophagus appear normal, peer paragraph. Stomach, there's mild diffuser edema in the antrum and body. Biopsy taken from H. pylori, peer paragraph, duodenum D1, D2. Appear normal, biopsy taken from second... Biopsies taken from second portion of the duodenum, oral celiac disease, peer paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. In the sigmoid colon, there's some mild erythema and some epithelial hemorrhages, possibly preparation effect. Biopsies taken, peer paragraph. Splenic flexure appear normal, peer paragraph. Descending colon appear normal, peer paragraph. Transverse colon hepatic flexure appear normal, peer paragraph. Descending colon cecum appear normal, peer paragraph. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports, number 2 and 3 inflammations, number 3 avoid NSAIDs, number 4 monitor clinic, links number. High fiber diet, next number, 5 supplementation, next number, patient need a repeat colonoscopy in 5 years, she's to follow up in GFS in 3 or 4.